Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Money Talk is a podcast where we talk about money. This podcast is a place for me to be able to share what I learn and enjoy about personal finance. Here, you'll learn something about everything from budgeting to retiring. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome to episode 10 of Money Talk, the final episode of season 1. I have some exciting changes in store for season 2 with episode 11. Make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss a thing, and you don't want to miss any of our upcoming episodes. Also, if you haven't already, be sure to check us out on social media by searching Fleming Financial Coach on Instagram or Facebook. Be sure to submit your questions through social media, and you can be featured on the podcast. Also, new this week, you can email me. There's an email that you can send your questions or concerns to. It's moneytalk.ffc@gmail.com. One more time, that's moneytalk.ffc@gmail.com. Send me any questions or comments, and I'll be sure to feature them in the podcast. But let's get into this week's episode. We're going to be talking about investing, specifically simple investing. I'm going to cover a few key points like crazy investing apps, access to investing, what is simple investing, some questions about investing, investing versus gambling, crypto and cryptocurrencies, and then you'll get to hear my investing strategy and my take on what simple investing is. So let's talk about crazy investing apps first. Well, the first thing is have you noticed that you can buy stocks or cryptocurrency pretty much anywhere? That's kind of alarming. There are those big players in the game like Fidelity and Vanguard and those names that you've always heard of like Charles Schwab and those type of companies. Those companies have a big reputation. They've been around for a long time. You can trust those companies for your investing and things like that. But now there's all these tiny little apps or cash transfer apps that have investing built in. Those sort of things maybe you should be a little wary about because they're not primarily an investing app. They're not built mainly so that you can make money through investing and hold large sums of money with them. I don't think I would trust putting a large amount of money into a portfolio that it only has an app. I don't know why. I guess it really shouldn't matter, but that's just my take on it. I wouldn't put money somewhere that doesn't have like a full website or a call center and those sorts of things. Those sorts of things matter to me and something you should consider when you're thinking about your investing strategy. Make sure the company is trusted and insured. You don't want to be buying cryptocurrency in an account that you don't really know where the cryptocurrency is. You've maybe heard the token and idea of you need to have your keys, and if you're not holding your keys to your cryptocurrency, it's not your cryptocurrency. And that's a pretty common concern that comes with apps like Venmo and Cash App and those sort of apps allowing you to buy cryptocurrency. So just make sure you're being aware of the different apps and websites you're using when it comes to investing. Make sure they're trusted and insured and have a good reputation. Next, let's talk to what some of these apps are doing and a good thing from them, and that's access to investing. Now let's talk about access to investing. Yes, some of those apps that I just mentioned may seem crazy, but the good thing is they've introduced a lot of people to investing, and access has never been easier. Because there's so many apps and websites that you can invest through, it's never been easier to open a portfolio and start investing, whether you're trying to pick single stocks or whether you're investing through ETFs and mutual funds. There's a lot of different ways you can invest, and all these new apps have helped introduce people to the idea. Access has never been easier, which is a good and bad thing. It's a good thing in the fact that many people can now get access to the stock market and places that were typically reserved for wealthier people who made it easier for them to get ahead, at least that's what it seems. So now it's easier for every single person to get in on the stock market and be able to realize that growth and compound interest and compound growth that can work through the stock market. But it's also a bad thing that access has never been easier. It means you have people just throwing money at different stock apps and different cryptocurrency apps, hoping they make money because they've learned over the last 10 years that the stock market always goes up. And then during COVID, we learned that it can still go up during hard times, but it can also drop drastically. And if you're not prepared with a plan, you really don't know what you're doing. But access to investing has also brought about education, and education around investing has been like a fire hose where you're just getting blasted by such a strong wave of investing advice from TikTok and YouTube and Instagram and all sorts of different people claiming that they have the secret trick. Odds are, if somebody is trying to sell you a course on how you can get ahead, they didn't get ahead by doing their strategy, they got ahead by selling you the course. So be careful about those sort of things. Make sure you're getting your education from multiple sources. Listen to multiple people before you make a good decision on your investing strategy. And if you have a ton of money, get help from a certified financial advisor. Those people know a lot when it comes to stock market and how to build a portfolio that's really going to work for you. But let's get into what I like to call simple investing next. So what is simple investing? Let's talk about that next. Let's first talk about ETFs and mutual funds. I think they are a key part of simple investing. What they are is a group of stocks that by buying a slice of the mutual fund or a slice of the ETF, you're buying a small piece of every single company that is in that group, like the S&P 500, for example. You're buying a small piece of Apple and Tesla and Microsoft and all those companies that are in the S&P 500. I think that this is one thing to consider when you're looking at a simple investing strategy. It's something to look into, ETFs and mutual funds. So make sure you do more research around these sort of things and make sure you do more research around your current situation, because there's a lot to take into consideration when it comes to starting to invest, especially when it comes to simple investing. Another step for simple investing is long-term. You have to be in it for the long-term. There's no get rich quick. The term I like to say is get wealthy slowly, because when you're simply investing for the long-term, you're gonna see a lot of compound growth over time. If you start when you're 18, you're going to be very wealthy by time retirement comes around, but you need to be willing to put in the money for the long term. You're not going to get rich quick on a mutual fund or an ETF. Don't try to pick stocks, because that's not simple. It takes a lot of hard work to actually find a good stock that's going to make you money over a long time. A key to simple investing is a written plan. I have an episode a few episodes ago that talks about a written plan. And writing down what you plan on doing with your investment portfolio is absolutely crucial. It helps you make investing a lot more simpler. Next, let's talk about a few questions that were submitted to me from my listeners. So we got some questions on Instagram. So thank you so much for submitting your questions. So let's go through the two that we got. So the first question we got says, is buying Bitcoin a good idea? Well, I don't think it's a terrible idea, but it's something that you definitely have to walk through the whole process to consider. Do I believe it should be your first investment? No. Do I think it should be your last? Definitely not. There's a lot that needs to consider when you start to talk about other currencies and using that as a form of investment. There's a lot more that goes into it than just, can I put money in it and can I make money? So make sure you're doing all your own research and doing a lot more research than just listening to this podcast when it comes to using other currencies as a form of investment. The next question we got is investing in stocks a good idea? Well, yeah, it is. Investing in general is a good idea. You need to make sure you're protecting your money against potential inflation. You need to make sure that your money is growing and that you can make more money as your time goes on. So whether it's individual stocks or, like I've talked about in this podcast, simple investing, just getting started is probably a good idea. And I don't think you should get started by just throwing money at the stock market, but you should get started by making sure to do a lot of your own research so that you understand what you're getting into and what different words like stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, and all those other sorts of fun little jargon terms that come with the stock market, you need to make sure you understand what all of those mean. So if you want to get started, make sure you get started with just some simple research. Watch a bunch of YouTube videos, listen to a couple other podcasts. My podcast is definitely not a one-stop shop, nor do I want it to be. I want my podcast to be kind of a springboard for you to look into more podcasts and more financial information, just to get the ideas brewing in your head so that you can begin to research more about investing or other topics like budgeting and retirement and other topics that are well covered by a multitude of different podcast hosts and YouTube content creators. So make sure you do your own research, but buying Bitcoin isn't a good or bad idea. It depends on your specific circumstance, and investing in stocks is generally a good idea, but you need to make sure you understand it and do your own research. investing versus gambling. This is something you'll often hear come up when you're talking to people who aren't quite sure what the stock market really is. You'll hear them call the stock market gambling. And it can be to some sense, but it can also be investing. Investing is long-term planning. That's using things like ETFs and mutual funds to build a long-term portfolio, and maybe some bonds and different sorts of things. Investing is for the long term. Gambling is short-term speculation. So when you're buying a stock hoping it goes up by the end of the day, that could easily be considered gambling. And that's the sort of thing that scares people, is because when you put a bunch of money in a stock and it tanks and goes to zero, which is possible if you're putting money in a single stock, that can wreck your whole financial life. So there is an element to the stock market that is gambling, usually when it comes to single stocks and trying to buy low and sell high and time the market. You can gamble in the stock market, but not always. Sometimes it is investing. You need to be clear on the differences and make sure you know which is which when it comes to your financial plan and your investing plan. Next, let's talk about cryptocurrency. Is that investing? Is that gambling? Is that just changing currencies? Let's talk about that next. So cryptocurrency is its own different ballgame. I'm not super familiar with it, but I wanted to give a little piece on it in this episode. Cryptocurrency is things like Bitcoin and Ethereum, built on the blockchain network. There's a whole lot of information that goes into cryptocurrency, and I don't know enough to go deep enough to give you a full understanding. So if you're really interested in it, make sure you do some additional research. But my thoughts on cryptocurrency right now is largely that it's speculative. It's only worth what someone else is willing to pay for it, which I guess is also in a sense what stocks are worth, but I don't know enough about crypto to put any of my money in it yet. I'm not comfortable with where I'm at financially to be able to put any money in things like cryptocurrency or single stocks or other investing methods, because there's also things like real estate. There's things like buying rental properties. There's things like putting money in different trusts and those sorts of things, so that when you get more savvy financially and have a larger net worth, you can afford to take bigger risks and do different things with your money. There's things like peer-to-peer lending that you can put your money into a company and they lend it out to somebody just like a bank does. And then you make money on those interest payments and things like that. But there's a lot that you can consider once you start getting more and more financially savvy. But cryptocurrency isn't something that I'm willing to put my money in. If you're going to put money in cryptocurrency, I would likely recommend it to be a small part of your portfolio. Don't make it 100% of your portfolio, because it could fluctuate greatly. And I mean, it could go up and you could make a lot of money, but it could go down and you could lose a lot of money. And then you don't want to sell that immediately and you want to wait, but then you're out of all your money because 100% of your portfolio is in crypto. So just be careful with what you're doing with your investing. And that goes in every aspect. But next, let's talk about my thoughts and my final conclusion around simple investing. So let's wrap up today's episode about simple investing with my thoughts and conclusion around it. So let me tell you a little bit about my investing plan. My investing plan is extremely simple. It's all ETFs. It's using things like VOO and VTI and VT and those sorts of ETFs to build a simple portfolio around a long-term plan. It's putting money every single month into a Roth IRA to make sure it grows tax-free. It's putting money into an HSA when I'm eligible to do so, so that that can grow later down the road, so that we can pull those funds out for qualified medical expenses tax-free after that long-term growth. Because me and my wife are very healthy right now. We're young, so we're able to use an HSA to those benefits. So it's just a matter of taking those simple steps to find the ways to benefit yourself financially with taxes and putting money aside for the long-term. And then use simple investing tools so that you're not constantly watching your stock portfolio, hoping it goes up so you can immediately sell, so that you can buy at another low point, because that just takes a lot of time and energy out of your day. And that can really strain you emotionally when a stock you pick suddenly plummets because you're watching it every single hour. Honestly, I deleted all the apps off my phone that allow me access to view my investments in real time. I have an app that monitors my net worth and such like that, and that can update and get those numbers from my investing apps. But the only way I can check my investment portfolios is by going on my computer, and I bury it like 3 or 4 folders deep in my bookmarks, so I honestly never see it. There's been points where I've gone weeks without checking my investing portfolio, but because me and my wife have a simple plan in place, we're able to go weeks and weeks without really checking or worrying about that. There was one point where the stock market went down for quite a few days, but I hadn't checked it at all. So by the time I got back around to checking my investment portfolio, it had recovered and went back up. And I didn't even feel the emotion that can come with a diving stock market because of the simple plan that me and my wife have in place. So my final conclusion is, build a plan that's simple. It doesn't have to take a lot of work, just a little bit of research around different ETFs and mutual funds that you want to use. Or if you want to use some stocks, go ahead and consider that, but I would recommend making it a small part of your portfolio. But the key is everybody has a different situation. So maybe you're very wealthy already and you like to do more stock picking and things like that. Go ahead. But I like to keep it simple, and that's my stance on investing. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Money Talk. This is the final episode of season one. I know it was a little bit of a shorter episode, but there are some big changes in the pipeline. So please be sure to share and subscribe. This podcast is growing crazy fast, and it's thanks to awesome listeners like you. I'm super excited for season two and the cool things that I've learned how to do with this podcast. If you have any questions, please send me a voice message using the link in the bio and in the show notes. See you next week for a brand new season two. Thank you for listening to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.